For most employees and their supervisors, annual performance reviews are about as appealing as paregoric. A more contemporary and effective performance management system ought to be a priority for federal executive management and the Office of Personnel Management. Joining me with more, Margot Conrad, Director of Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. And I guess you're right in pointing out that performance management seems to have taken a little bit of a back seat in all the discussions about the federal bureaucracy.
Well, thanks for having me, Tom. Yes, it's interesting. Performance management just continues to be a hot topic and something that is just continues to be a challenge for federal agencies. You know, the truth is that there are so many different ways to measure performance, and agencies are really doing it differently. Some have five-tier systems, five different levels for ratings. Some have three levels, four levels. Some do a pass-fail system. They're all doing it differently. And there isn't really one perfect recipe for success here. The bottom line is that it's really important to make sure that it's not just about what the structure is, but how you're really implementing performance management and the actual process. That's the key.
We should point out that the Defense Department is beginning to launch its new evaluation system, and I think there's only three levels in that one.
It's going to be very interesting. Yes, you make a good point that there's going to be a new system coming out this spring, and it's going to be very interesting to see how this process goes and evaluate it. DOD is always on the forefront of trying new approaches that often can be seen as a model for the rest of government, so we'll be very interested in learning. It's very interesting when you think about it's not just, often you think of Congress asking about, performance in government and being interested, but really federal employees themselves are not happy with the performance management systems that they have. If you look at the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey data, so that's the survey that OPM puts out annually, and it's conducted with individuals, federal employees responding. There are some key questions there. I mean, one of them talks about promotions in my work unit are based on merit. Only 34% of federal employees believe that's the case. There's another one about steps are taken to deal with poor performers in my unit who cannot or will not improve. 29% say that's the case. And those are really troubling numbers. So really, we're hearing from federal employees themselves that the processes that are in place are not working well. And this is really in stark contrast to the private sector, because the scores are much, much higher in terms of employee perceptions of the performance management systems in the private sector.
I wonder how much employees really know about the quality of work of their colleagues versus what the supervisor's point of view is.
Well, I mean, that's a good point, that some of that may be subjective and you may perceive that there's an unfairness or bias in the office. That may be subjective. But I think there's really something to be said if the overall, belief is that employees don't understand how, what they need to do to advance within their own organizations, and they don't understand necessarily how decisions are made in terms of these ratings.
And so there is some correlation then between employees' perceptions of whether personnel management and evaluation systems are effective and their overall feelings about management and their ratings of the agency as a whole?
Certainly. So I think that's probably very much the case. And there are a lot of things that can be done. So, as you mentioned, DOD is making some more structural changes to their system. But there are a lot of things that can be done at the agency level just to make sure that performance management is implemented more effectively. So first of all, performance management shouldn't be a once-a-year conversation. It's important that managers and supervisors are talking regularly with their employees and providing real-time feedback, because that's how people can improve their performance. Often the managers that are responsible for supervising people don't necessarily have the training that they need to really understand how to deal with performance issues and how to hold employees accountable for performance. And then those managers themselves, they're not being held accountable in their own performance plans for taking action. So if they have an issue of performance on their team and they are not taking action to address it, that manager is liable and should be responsible. So there's really a lot that needs to be done, just looking at how do we make sure managers and supervisors have the skills and the support they need and the training and the education so that they can take action and be effective supervisors.
We're speaking with Margot Conrad, Director of Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. A lot of corporations have gone to eliminate totally the annual performance review type of rhythm and are going to this continuous monitoring, I guess you could call it, of employee performance. How can that work in the federal, or can it work in the federal context?
You know, that's an interesting question. It's something that, you know, certainly can be considered. I think the most important thing here is that there needs to be the continuous feedback mechanism. So that's really important, and not just once a year. You know, what's important is that individuals need to understand how their contributions to the workplace align with organizational priorities and the mission, and they need to be held accountable for that. So I think there's some key principles like that that are important in terms of making sure that there is good management happening.
When there are freezes on pay and raises, as there have been from time to time, or at least freezes on pay, how do you reward people that are really good, and how do you maybe sanction people that aren't so good short of firing them? Some people may not deserve to be fired, but you wouldn't want to promote them and give them big raises.
Absolutely. Well, there's a lot of ways that you can continue to recognize and reward good performance, and that's important, even if you don't have an award or money that you're able to offer them. Sometimes things like time off awards are used in those instances, and also giving folks an opportunity to have stretch assignments or work on different types of projects or join a cross-organization committee so that they have an opportunity, or an interagency working group, so they have a chance to get exposure to the broader organization's mission or contribute across government. So there are a lot of ways like that that you can really focus on trying to help engage your current workforce and promote and retain the individuals who are high performers, even if you're not able to give them a financial award.
Do you think it's possible to have any kind of uniform system across the federal government for evaluating people?
Well, the Senior Executive Service, the SES, does have a different performance appraisal system than the general schedule for the rest of government. And so that process, they do have common standards across the SES. I think one of the things that's most interesting is, even if you have a common system, you still need to look within an individual agency to see how that system is being applied, because each manager may be, you know, applying it a little bit differently in their work unit. So I think there has to be a look at what are those consistent performance standards and expectations across the agency and across government, and how do we make sure that they trickle down all the way from the top? I mean, political appointees should have performance plans at the very top, and then they should align with the goals and missions of the organization. The senior career leaders should also have similar plans, and then it should cascade all the way down so that entry-level folks coming in understand how their individual performance expectations align all the way up with senior leaders of the organization and the mission of the organization.
Given the variations in employee evaluation systems that you described, it seems like there's a lot of latitude under existing rules and regulations for managers to innovate without some sort of a big civil service overhaul.
There is a lot of latitude to innovate. I think really what it comes down to, as I mentioned earlier, is training is really important. Agencies really need to be investing in ensuring that their managers and supervisors understand what discretion they do have, that they understand the parameters in which they're operating for their system across their agency and across government, and that they have the support as well from HR. So if they do have to make a difficult performance decision related to a performance issue, that they have the support from HR and they understand the process that they need to, and support from senior leadership, and they understand the process they need to go through to address it.
Margo Conrad is Director of Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
You can find a link to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.